do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, March 12th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So I got a question. If Ian Murphy is considering running for office, we've got other people considering running for office. Why aren't you considering it? You got to understand something. And yes, Pat, he texted me just now. He said, I played golf with Ken Borton a couple of years ago. He had a dizzy spell on the tee box. I think he got the vaccination. He did get the vaccination. And I believe it's causing most of his health issues. One of the rumors I've heard, I don't know this for a fact, I've been told by others that he's got some type of cancer. He's been in and out of the hospital a couple of times, and yes, I believe it's vaccinated related. My 88-year-old mother, healthy, God, I thank God every day that I've got her genes. Because she is healthy, she walks, she's on no medications, she walks 3 to 4 miles a day, she eats great, excellent organic proteins, bison, buffalo, she loves elk, fresh caught wild fish, she loves it, eats small, she's only, 5'2", and weighs maybe 100 pounds soaking wet. Her primary care physician demanded that she get vaccinated. Or Betty, you're going to have to find another doctor in Shelby Township, Michigan, Macomb County. There is a ton of seniors that live in Shelby Township. It's hard to find a primary care physician in Macomb County, Shelby Township area. So because her doctor said, if you don't get vaccinated, I can't see you anymore. She's had him for like 30 years, 25 years, I think she said. She got the vaccination. About 2 months later, she noticed a little red blotch on her cheek. She thought, man, that's weird. Well, the red blotch started getting bigger. And if you can stand absolutely grotesque pictures, I will text you a picture of this golf ball size cancerous tumor that grew on my mother's cheek. I will text you the picture of what they had to do to cut that tumor, cancerous tumor, out of her face. The big hole on her cheek. Red fleshy meat photograph of my mother passed out and the hole that they created to her face. Lymph nodes underneath her jawbone. You know, down there where the doctor always feels your neck, you know, both sides. Filling your lymph nodes. Well, the cancer had gotten into those as well. They removed her lymph nodes under her jawbone. The plastic surgeon stretched the skin on her face to cover up that hole they cut out of her, that absolutely huge golf ball size cancerous tumor on her cheek. You know those lymph node scars below the jawbone? They are now up on my mother's cheek, like where a dimple would be. That's where the scar from the lymph node underneath her jawbone now is. That scar is up there. That's how far they stretch the skin. You cannot tell me, my mother, who's been absolutely cancer-free her entire life, no medications, 88 years old, and she's on no medications, not one. Got vaccinated, and it destroyed every single antibody she had in her body regarding cancer. We all have cancer cells in our bodies. But when the cancer doesn't form or materialize in your body, it's because you have antibodies for those cancers in your system. God-given protection against those cancers. And when she got the mRNA experimental vaccination that wasn't even a real vaccine, it contained no COVID in it, it went in there and killed her antibodies. And I think the same thing happened to Ken Borton and many other friends we know. Heart issues, blood clots, and cancer. It's happening all over America. I will go to my grave knowing dang well that that vaccination gave my mother cancer. And she's being tested. She's being now, you know, kept a close eye on her. And thank God she's cancer-free. They got it all. They cut a hole the size dang near my fist in my mother's cheek. My fist over top of her cheek from her eye down to her jawbone is how large the carve-out was of tissue they removed from her face. I've never taken it. I'm never going to get it. They will have to come and arrest me and drag me off with six guys in handcuffs if they think they're going to come anywhere near me with a vaccination. And if they free up my hands, I'm taking that needle and I'm shoving it right in the doctor or the nurse's thigh and I'm pushing the plunger in and I'm giving it to them. They're not going to stick me ever. So, Fauci, if you're listening, you should be hung by the neck. And Donald Trump, again, another stupid decision on your part. Pushing the vaccine. Listening to Fauci. Another absolute mistake. And who in the heck are you listening to get advice from these idiots? Downstate Kim. My sister with Parkinson fell recently. Jab, she listened to her doctor. They found and removed a blood clot that went from her groin to her toes. They weren't even able to remove all of it. Please pray for her. Unbelievable. Craig says Obama and others wanted to let people over 65 die. This is part of it. You know who's the biggest pusher of that? Bill Gates, Microsoft, wants to reduce the world's population and also completely involved in the vaccine, as is Fauci. Making billions and billions and billions of dollars off of it. You know what? We have to make decisions in our life. It's that simple. Some people allowed the fear, false evidence appearing real, of COVID to overtake their judgment. Why are we seeing people again wearing masks already? Because of that fear that the media and the government, we're still seeing, I'm watching Tiger baseball spring training down in Lakeland and other in the Grapefruit League around Florida. You know what? They're still running the TV commercials that we're paying for. Michigan.gov pushing, don't forget to get vaccinated, don't forget to get boosted. You're going to take the flu shot? Well, guess what, dude? We're running into spring and summer. The flu season is over. Now we're getting colds because of the change of season, which a cold is a good thing, actually, because the virus kills other viruses in your body. Nope, I'm going to trust my body. The device that God gave my body's instruction to, that's what I'm going to follow. That's the advice I'm going to listen to. Got COVID, I think, already once. Built the antibodies to it. Not worried about it in any way, shape, or form. And I am never, ever going to go back to mask. And I'm not going to social distance. And I'm not going to give you my name on a list when I check into a restaurant. Go sit in my car and wait for you to text me when my table's cleared. If this is the type of restaurant that's going to run a business that way, I'm never going there again. I'm shutting you down. I'll tell everybody I know not to go there. And same with you Ace Hardware stores in Petoskey and other places. Not going to do it. We did it once. Shame on us. We will never do it again. So you can take your little mask mandates and your stupid COVID and your stupid vaccines and the RSV flus and all this other viruses and all this crap. Sorry, not buying any of it. Don't care. Bring it on. My body will defeat it and I'll be fine. That's got to be the way we stand up to this tyranny. This is absolutely tyrannical what they're trying to do to us, and we're never going to do it again. Sorry, not going to participate. You guys can try all this crap you want. We're not buying it. And sorry, Mr. President, not buying your crap about the vaccine anymore, just like we're not buying your stupid endorsement of Mike Rogers. Who in the heck is advising him? God, this is just unbelievable. But it is what it is. And am I going to vote for him? You dang right I am. I will gladly collar that oval in November. November 5th, absolutely. So, final segment of hour number two, we're going to have Dar Leaf, the Barry County Sheriff, on in the third hour. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of our number two. Yes, that Darleaf, the constitutional sheriff from Barry County, he will be joining us from 11:15 to 11:30. He's been in the social media world. A lot of people have been sending me the screenshots of his notarized letter that he gave to the Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel's office. He's also the main, I guess, actor in a Gateway Pundit story about what's going on in Muskegon County regarding the elections. And also, most importantly, he has information about my Antrim County. Vicky and I are Antrim County. Darleaf has information about foreign agents having access to the machine in Cheryl Guy's office back regarding the November 2020 election. So I'm going to have him on the show. He'll be on from 11:15 to 11:30. He's going to explain to us this Gateway Pundit story. He's also going to explain what he can explain without getting involved in the details of the actual case regarding an attorney that Dana Nessel is criminally going after. So we're going to talk to Dar. He's a good friend. I've known him for years. And greatly appreciate him having this investigation ongoing and standing up for election integrity here for our entire state. So again, he warned me, Serena, I can't talk about the details of the case. I got to protect the person that's being criminally charged, but I will try to give you as much information as I can. And I said, well, I greatly appreciate you coming on and saying what you can say. And if I go too far, just say, sorry, Randy, I can't answer that. I get it. I totally get it. But here's the bottom line, folks. If we have a constitutional sheriff like Darleaf willing to stand up to the attorney general, willing to take on an investigation that could prove critical before this upcoming November 2024 general election, we need more county sheriffs like him. So when you're vetting your county sheriffs heading into this primary season, ask him point blank, do you support Darleaf and what he's doing down there in Barry County? Will you be a constitutional sheriff like him? Will you defend our rights? Will you fight for us? And if they don't give you an absolutely resounding, absolutely, vote for the other guy. I am sick and tired of these wimpy sheriffs not standing up and protecting our rights. They are our line of defense against Lansing and against Washington, D.C. And if you don't get that, sir, then get the hell out of the office. Don't even run for re-election. Don't run. We will only elect constitutional sheriffs in these counties up here in northern Michigan. We are going to set an example exactly. I'm sick and tired of Darleaf being only the only constitutional sheriff standing up and fighting the good fight. You guys need to start following his lead. And if you don't want to follow his lead, then get the heck out of the office. Retire. Adios, bye-bye. We're getting a new sheriff in Otsego. We're getting a new sheriff in Mackinac. We're getting a new sheriff in Antrim. We're getting a new sheriff everywhere. We're fed up with you guys. And same goes for prosecutors. The only problem is you got to be a dang lawyer to be a prosecutor. It's hard to find somebody to run for prosecutor because most of the people I know aren't lawyers. As a matter of fact, I hate lawyers, and they know it. But they still have a job function to do in being a constitutional prosecutor. If they break the law, you charge them. It's that simple. You don't cut plea deals as a prosecutor. You prosecute. And if you don't have the guts to prosecute, then get out. Law and order is going to come back to Northern Michigan. It's that simple. And using your office to go after your political enemies like Dana Nessel is, complete violation of her oath of office. Not upholding the Michigan State Constitution in any way, shape, or form. If you're a Republican, she's prosecuting you. If you're a Democrat, she doesn't. That's wrong. So we'll see what happens. We're going forward with a lot of things. We're excited. We got so much on our plate. There's a couple of stories in MERS that I've been monitoring. Really, nothing major to talk about. Complete waste of time, not working on the budget, not doing anything. One of the things I think is going to be very interesting, the facts as they come forward in these races. Let's see. A lot of business owners hesitate because they fear loss of customers. Regarding what? Mask mandates? Whatever. Let's see. No, Tim Cook is not running for re-election for sheriff in Sheboygan County. I believe one of the candidates has already filed. You see, one thing you have to understand is that they know that we're watching them. When I confronted Tim Cook at the Sheboygan County Lincoln Day dinner there at Nona Lisa's in Mackinac City, he knew right then he was in trouble. And his wife wants him to retire. So he's not running for re-election. There will be a new sheriff. Hour number three, we'll be right back. Sheriff Dar Leaf is coming on at 11:15. Stand by.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge,